Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Legal, Eagle, and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. The Legal Eagle, unfortunately, is defending liberty and justice in a courtroom near you, and he will not be able to make it. He texted me just before the show. He thought he was going to be finished, and unfortunately, people had other plans. So, anyways, we are here, and it is good. And it's a great day, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I've got some great guests coming up. Pat Thiessen will be our first interview. Stay tuned. You're really interesting. The information and education you will get from what he's going to be telling us. And then we'll follow that with Michael Eastham. And, again, you got to stay tuned. You got to listen to the whole show. It's going to be one for the record books. I can all but guarantee that. So, without further ado, get over to the Facebook page. Best one to use, Tough Talk Radio Network. Go to Tough Talk Radio Network over on Facebook. Like the page. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to like it. And then go ahead and put in some questions, comments, and concerns that you'd like to ask these guests. Today's going to be a financial show. We're going to get into some different financial things as we move into this final quarter of, 2015. It's amazing that we're already to the final quarter of 2015, because it seems like we're just yesterday talking about, setting expectations, what was going to happen with our year, all those cool things, and now we're talking about, hey, it's the end of the year. We're in the quarter. This is the home stretch. What are you going to do? So these guys are going to answer some of those questions and give their perspectives and on financial things involving your life and your business and your family and all that. And it's going to be really great information. So sit tight, get a paper, be ready to take some notes. These guys are going to really bring it when we get them up on the show in those segments. So, talking about the final stretch, I kind of put it out there. What are you going to do? You made a plan, and you've probably been working your plan. Have you taken time to check your plan? And this is where, as a business coach, this is a lot of entrepreneurs fall short, is they make the plan. They're pretty good at that. They make the plan. Then they're pretty good at going out and working on the plan. However, when it comes to the game film review of what's working with the plan, that's where sometimes things get a little bit muddled, and they don't, there's not a lot of clarity there. And, I've talked about it before in other monologues and other podcasts and things that I've done, but really taking the time to sit down and review, be very intentional about the review. It has to be a win or a lose. No gray area, and I'm sorry, there's people out there that are surprised, but in business, sometimes things are working, it just takes more time. Yes, I know, I get that. However, you're an entrepreneur. Time and money are scarce when you're an entrepreneur. So you need to make as much money as possible so that you can actually recoup some time that you're spending out there on the grind, so that you can work on your business instead of having to work in it. And the only way that you're going to do that is if you take the time to review your plan and say, is this working? It's a yes. Or is this not working? It's a no. Because things that are going to take a long time, maybe you want to put in place some systems or processes or some automation that'll handle those things that are going to take more time for them to grow. But you need to be looking at the simple things that are going to close within the next, 10 to 15 days and produce income in the next 30, 60, and 90 days. And, hey, look, let's talk about it. Let's be fair. You only have about 120 days coming into the end of the year. I mean, it's 4 months. It's probably less than that if you count it up. So maybe my math's a little off, 110. At any rate, you've got this small amount of time to get a lot of things done. What's working well? What isn't working? How can you do more of what is and less of what's not, and then capitalize on it? And that's the biggest thing for an entrepreneur is you gotta be able to capitalize. You have to be able to capitalize. Opportunity comes, capitalize on it. Things aren't happening, put them to the back of the list, move on to the next thing that is going to be able to close quickly. And when I say quickly, it's in, 3 to 7 days. If it goes more than 3 to 7 days, maybe put it on the side and put in some processes that'll help you look at those and bring those up as a recurring thing. You don't want to just throw them out the door because they are valuable. They're just not valuable right now. And you really have to look at what is valuable right now. So, like I said, last quarter, what are you going to do? You can sit there and say, well, it's been working this far. And this far, I feel good. It's been working. And you can stay the course. And then at the end of the year, you can come sit down with someone like myself or Tony or one of these other coaches there in the space. And we can do a real game review and put it all on the whiteboard for you and map out the whole year. And then you might sit back and say, wow, man, it would have been so, so much more valuable, so much more powerful. I would have made so much more profit, gotten so much more money. I would have been able to progress my business so much more if the end of August, 1st of September, I would have done what Coach Kaiser said, and I would have sat my butt down and done a business review on my business as I went into this last quarter so that I could close up and tidy up the things that are low-hanging fruit and kind of pace out these others that are just taking up a lot of time right now but aren't producing results. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a number of you guys and gals that are listening, and you're going to say, dang, Coach Kaiser was right. I should have done that. And you're going to be kicking yourself come the end of December, while the rest of the people that took me up on this are going to be saying, wow, this is a really awesome Christmas vacation I'm taking. And if I wouldn't have listened to Coach Kaiser, I wouldn't be able to afford this. And I would still have to be in the grind. Just saying, up to you, but that's a good point. So think about it. What are you going to do? You had a plan. Worked your plan. Three quarters of the year have gone by. You've been working the plan. It's time to check. Check and adjust. Check and adjust. Plan, do, check, adjust. Okay? Some people call it act, and then review, and then act again. Okay, well, we have to do the review piece. And if you skip it because it just feels better this time around, you're going to be kicking yourself at the end of the year when you could be on a nice vacation, or you could be enjoying, better profits and working less and more time with the family, all those cool things, instead of having to grind it out and really focus on what you're going to do come January and the first quarter to make up for the losses in quarter four. And it's easy to have that happen. And I told a story, probably a couple episodes back, told the story that client had come and asked me, told me about how great he was doing and how wonderful he was doing, and asked me if I would take a look at things. So we did. We sat down, and he's 30% down from where he was same quarter last year. Like I said, it just felt better the second time around. He was busier. He thought there was more coming in, but he was working harder. He was doing more, but the profits and the results were actually 30% less than what he had gotten the year previous in the same time period. I'm telling you, business review. Sit down. Check it out. Don't do it by yourself. There's a reason why you go to a doctor. Yeah, you can look it up on the internet and find out, put your symptoms in there and all that kind of stuff, and it'll kick back all kinds of things that it could be. Or you can go down to your doctor and then, for $75 cash and an hour of your time, he'll give you the exact prescription that matches the most of the symptoms and get you well. Same thing here. Sit down with somebody that does this, review it, It's a win or it's a loss. And then the things that are in the win category, we figure out how to do more of. The things in the loss category, we scrap. Not totally, but we put them over to the side and plan for them either later in the quarter after we've taken care of these simple things and the low-hanging fruit, or we plan for them in the first quarter of next year. Because if they're not working right now, the likelihood that they're going to work is very slim to none. So, and we don't have time. We're entrepreneurs. Scarcity on time and money, not going to work. So those things, you're going to have to push them. They're going to be pushed down the list. They're not important right now. And like I said, if you want to get diagnosed, you go to a doctor. You want to find out about your business, go to somebody that does this and have them sit down and review what you're doing. Put it up on the whiteboard, map it out, take a look at it, and then be honest. It's a win or a lose. There's no questions. So I hope that helps everybody answer the question a little bit or think about it. Last quarter, what are you going to do? Okay, it's a good question. It's a really good question. So I want you to think about that as you go through the show. Because remember, I'm bringing up Pat Thiessen right now of Harvest Financial Group, and we're gonna talk to him a little bit about some financial matters. And it's really important you keep that in your mind. What are you going to do as we go through what he does and how he can help you and how he can bring value to your life and your business and your family and all those things financial. So hold tight with me through the commercial. Go to the Facebook page, click it, like it, Tough Talk Radio Network, put in some questions. I'll be back after these messages.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month? Or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year? And that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, everyone. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're listening. It is a wonderful day. Nice and hot here in Houston, Texas. I don't know how it is in Richmond, Virginia, but we're fixing to find out. Pat, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Coach. Good afternoon.
Oh, it is a great afternoon, isn't it? Is it sweltering hot in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's about 85 degrees. Sunny, low humidity.
All right, that's enough. We're jealous. We are jealous. I think we're cooking air at 100 or somewhere around there. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I'm transferring over there.
I'll bet.
Excellent. Well, hey, you know, I got to cheat a little bit before the show. I got to cheat and then look up all the information you sent over and also your website and all that. And so I know a little bit about you from what I've read. But the listeners just know you by name. So if you could take just a couple of minutes and tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got to do what you do.
Sure. My name is Pat Thiessen, and like you said, I'm with Harvest Financial Group. I'm a registered investment advisor. And we specialize, I've been in the financial business, it's hard to believe, 31 years. I'm aging
nice.
Myself, but I started when I was six, so let's be clear on that. But nonetheless, we specialize in working with retirees and pre-retirees. Our business model is income generation and asset protection, and showing people and guiding them through retirement and getting ready for retirement so they can have strategies financially in place that, you know, arguably enjoy the most important time of our lives, which is in retirement, so you can have financial peace of mind and hopefully enjoy it to the best you can. Like you said in your monologue, being able to take steps and action, you know, to make sure that you're in a position to hopefully retire early, if you choose to. But, you know, with all the baby boomers coming into retirement and thinking about retirement and this generation, it's, you know, it's a little unsettling when people start to lose that paycheck and come into retirement. So once again, what you said earlier is so crucial, to have a plan in place, to have a plan in place and review it and tweak it and make sure that you're aligned for your objectives.
So, oh, exactly. And you know what? Oh, yeah. And Pat, you're spot on, because having that plan, but not just sitting down and doing it yourself, but actually going to an expert that knows what they're doing so that they can actually help you with that plan. Because let's face it, most of us are pretty educated people, entrepreneurs. Most of them are pretty educated. And, you know, we're doing business, we're running businesses, we're conducting business, you know, making sales, all this stuff. But when it comes to making a financial plan, there's things that a person like you who has 31 years of experience in that space could probably help make a better plan than somebody like myself who, you know, I know enough to be dangerous, but I'm not going to be the doctor on that one. I'm going to go to someone like you and make a plan. And I think that's really a good point, that, you know, people have a plan, but I'm going to really recommend to all our listeners, you know, take his advice. He has 31 years of experience. Go bank on that a little more than your own gut feelings and what you think you know, because it's the things that you don't know that'll actually either make you money or not make you money, especially in a tumultuous market like we have going on right now in our environment. So, you know, I like your philosophy, though. Your philosophy is very, if you guys go to harvestfg.com, you can see right there on the front of the page, very nice, well-done website. You can see simple philosophy. Has that been the backbone of your business since day one?
I made a paradigm shift in about the year 2000. I was a broker for the first time in my life. And came up to Virginia, actually, from New Jersey in 2000, and decided to work with retirees and serve the baby boomer generation primarily. And, you know, one of the biggest mistakes I see in mentioning the tumultuousness of the markets today, when you emphasize that word plan, is that a lot of times when people come into retirement or are thinking about retirement financially, they don't, and a lot of brokers aren't trained to transition from the growth stage into the income stage. And they develop a lot of assets and they have a pool of money, but they're haphazardly withdrawing that money without taking a specific income plan that's in place to give the relative assurance that they will not run out of money. Because the good news is, the average retiree today is going to live between 20 and 30 years in retirement, and that's all great. With healthcare and technology, keep us alive longer. We enjoy it longer. Of course, the side note is, your money has to last as long as you do. And that's
exactly.
You'll see it.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting you talk about that, because I know that there's a number of people, you know, my parents are in that age where they're looking at retirement and different things. And, you know, one of the comments that my dad had is, well, I'm not sure I'm going to, quote unquote, fully retire, because I'm not sure, you know, I set aside this big sum of money, but I'm not sure even with that I have enough to, you know, last the rest of my life. And I think that goes back to my point of, find someone that's in that space that can help you with your plan, especially if you're, you know, if you're someone that's around my age, which is in the early 40s, you know, now's the time. Don't wait on it. Go find it. Get a plan in place. And I know even for the entrepreneurs, and I want to get your take on this too, Pat, but even for the entrepreneurs that are in a bootstrap startup, there's still a financial plan that they need to be looking at and striving for and setting aside very small chunks of money, but some way strategically setting that aside and getting into some kind of a vehicle where there is growth other than just the money they're making in their business. And I want to get your take on that because in my business coaching, and Tony will attest this, our producer, there's a lot of folks that are in, that are bootstrapping it and in the startup modes, and they think that they can't afford to plan for later in life. They think everything's got to go into what they're doing, and that's kind of a myth, and it's, in my opinion, wrong. But at the same time, I want to get your take on it as someone that has a lot more experience in this space than I do.
Yeah, there's two stages of building wealth, of course. There's wealth accumulation and there's wealth distribution, where you take the money later in life. And one of the more underemphasized qualities in our country when it comes to money, when it comes to finances, when it comes to being an entrepreneur at any level, is that we haven't been taught the necessity of building the savings muscle. We have to start early, and I don't care what age we are, there's a simple principle, and we've heard it before, we have to pay ourselves first. I don't care what amount, what level you're at. You take 10% of whatever you're making, and you put that away in your 401k, in your SEP, in your IRA, whatever savings vehicle you have for retirement, and you do it religiously, and you never touch that. You have the discipline to live off 10% less, and it's not going to make a difference. And if you start that early enough in life, you will be assured that you can retire at an earlier age. The math simply adds up. So that discipline will filter out in every area of your life, not only financially, when you take that step. So no matter where you're at, like you say, if you're just in the startup phase, you have to develop it now because it's a habit that will help you the rest of your life. And then when you eventually, and like you say, people are retiring later and later at some point in time because we live so much longer. You have a plan for the distribution. So like you say, Coach, clarity is power. No matter what age you're at or where you're at, get educated on a financial plan that could work for you based on your situation, your income level, and realize that it always starts now. It always starts now. And if you put a plan in place and you work your plan, and you sharpen the saw, and you tweak your plan, it'll work. It's just a matter of having certain disciplines in place. And once again, I just want to reemphasize the most underrated discipline that's a necessity is building the savings muscle early. And early means, today if we haven't done it yesterday.
Right. Couldn't agree with you more. Now, in business coaching, then I recommend people do a review of their plan, plan, do, check, the check part. I tell people that I recommend at least twice a year. Now, in the financial, when you're putting together your financial plan, no matter, like you said, no matter where you are, how often should you come to a professional like yourself and have that checked, have that reviewed, and make adjustments?
Well, we typically review quarterly, especially in today's financial markets, which are very, very trepidatious. Things have to be looked at actively. If you sit there and, buy and hold and set it and forget it, dangerous things can happen, especially in retirement.
especially in today's market, man. It's up and it's down and it's sideways and whoa, who knows what's going to happen, right?
And it really doesn't surprise me all that much. I've been kind of waiting for the shoe to drop a little bit because we've been addicted to quantitative easing for a long, long time. That's a whole nother subject, a whole nother show. But in business, with money, you have to have quarterly reviews and check in. Almost like you said, you were dwelling on, what happened last quarter. This is the last quarter of the year. And we tend to, not only in my own business, for my own production and my own staff, but of course for our clients, we chop the year into quarterly segments. Football coaches, if you follow football, they take a 16-game season and they break it into four-game brackets. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. You play a one quarter at a time and win that quarter and do what you have to do to make it work and make adjustments and tweak things a quarter at a time. So that's sort of the magic time frame for us is quarterly.
Got it. Okay, cool. Well, so I think that for our audience, I think they're probably really digging what you're saying and the plan and all that. So if someone starts working with you, like they like what they're hearing and there's like, you know, I've got to get in touch with Pat and kind of go through his process. Can you describe the process a little bit from that? Like for me, it's a phone call. I do a 15 to 30 minute phone call with someone. I don't charge them any money, but I try to find out at least where they are and if it's going to be a smart thing for us to move forward and try to work to build their business together. Do you, how does that work for you in your world when people come to you and they say, Pat, I really think you're the guy? What is the process you take them through to onboard them and get them set up to where you can work with them?
Well, the first step is to, like you just said, is to evaluate where you are, what's happening right now, review everything you're doing, make sure that you know everything you're doing. And you know what it means.
You have that trouble too? Some people just don't know what they're doing, Pat? They think they know, but then you sit down and you find out they didn't have a clue?
Well, for example, sometimes people come into my office and I ask them, you know, I don't want to impose my personality on you. It's important to align yourself with your personality to some extent as an investor in this context. And just to give you an example, they may say, well, you know, Pat, I'm a really conservative investor. I don't want to take any major losses, and I want to make sure that I move forward gradually and consistently. And then I take a look at their portfolio, and maybe they're 80 or 90% in risky investments or in stock market investments, for instance. But they weren't really aware of that because people define risk and conservative differently. So that's what I mean by knowing where you're at and what it means, and opening up the entire universe of investment strategies and evaluating them in an objective way and let them know how that world works. And now, okay, where are you at and where do you want to be? And what are the right tools and strategies to use that are going to align you with your personality to take you where you want to go? And then the key is education. You know, open up the entire universe of options and educate them on everything that's available and don't limit yourself. And once you get educated on that, we start to make choices together with that insight and get informed feedback and start to build a plan or change what we need to or not in some cases if, you know, people are perfectly happy just the way they are, which, you know, doesn't happen too often. But, of course, you know, if they're pretty to me, I'll give them that honest appraisal. Because it's like when you go to a doctor or any professional, a financial professional, a business coach like yourself, I tell people, you know, not everybody is an automatic fit. We want to make sure that our philosophies are congruent in our philosophy. Hey, if I go to a chiropractor and I'm looking to get back surgery, it's probably not a good fit philosophically for what we want to do. On the other hand, if I...
No, you don't want the chiropractor operating on you, Pat. I don't understand why. Come on.
Yeah. And the chiropractor may say, well, you know what? If you really want an operation, I'll do one. You know, I'll get in there and I'll get the knife or whatever. We'll do the best job we can, you know, but maybe, you know, maybe that's not really his expertise. So it's important for people that they line themselves up philosophically with a person that is, you know, similar to them in that way. And that's the first step in lining up with a financial advisor or a business coach. And then you take it from there one step at a time and build that plan and review that plan and make changes where needed and make sure that the communication is clear. And I'm sure when you and your coaching, the key tool in any relationship is communication, clear communication that works both ways.
Absolutely. 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 Well, Pat, this has been a fantastic interview. If people want to want to take that journey with you, how do they move on that? How's the best way to get in contact with you and start that process?
Our email address is harvestfg.com, and our direct phone line to my office is 540-213-2126.
Got it. It's been an excellent interview. I'm look forward to connecting with you offline and keeping the conversation going and see how we can help each other and refer some people to you. So been a great interview. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after these messages with Michael Eastling.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at takeactiongetprofitsradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, listeners around the world, The Legal Eagle and The Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, and we are having a fantastic show so far, and it's going to keep going. We've got Michael Eastham up next, and I'm really excited to get his take on all this financial stuff. And I'm not sure if you got to catch the monologue, but remember, we're looking at the plan, and we're trying to figure out what we're doing in the last part of 2015 to actually reach the goals that we set and meet our expectations that we set at the beginning of the year. And part of that has to come back to, you plan, you do, and then you have to check and adjust. You have to check and adjust, and that's very important as we work the plan. So I'm really happy to bring up Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on the program.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. I'm looking forward to the insights and education you can offer the audience. And at the end of the segment, I'll let you, tell people how they can get all in touch with you. But I do this on every segment, but I get to cheat because I'm the host. I get to cheat. I get to look at the information that was sent in. I get to look at the internet, read up on you, all that kind of stuff. So if you can just take a couple of minutes and tell the listeners and the audience, a little bit about who you are and why you got into doing what you do.
Well, thanks, Brian. It's a privilege to be here. And my practice, first of all, I'm a CPA, and my company is a registered investment advisor. We're an independent investment firm right outside of Orlando, Florida. And what I do primarily is help people change their mindsets about the way that they look at their investments. We spend a lot of time helping people to understand the value of income-based investing, as opposed to chasing yield on a regular basis. I call it the difference between performance-based and purpose-based investing. And I can get into a little bit of that detail a little bit later on, but a lot of what we do is help baby boomers, retirees, generally more conservative investors to achieve their financial goals.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know, and like I said, when I introduced the segment, we were talking to everyone about, you know, what are we doing at the end of the year? And that was my question that I posed to everybody is, hey, what are you going to do? Because this is it. I mean, you've got about, 110, 120 days left in 2015. Right. You know, what are you going to do? Have you taken time to review what you've done so far? Have you been realistic and honest with yourself about what's working and what's not? And in thinking about that process, how do you take that methodology, or do you have a similar, from what I've read, you have a similar methodology in your world. How do you take that and help people understand their finances that way? Because some people think that they're just doing great, and then they get to the time to retire, and it's like, man, I thought I was really, you know, kicking butt here, and actually I'm sucking wind, and I didn't know. But how do you get people to actually engage with you and have a conversation? Because I mean, let's be honest, finances is a personal thing. It's a very personal thing. So when you open up your heart and your soul to your financial advisor, you're opening up your heart and your soul. I mean, it's all there to see. So how do you get people convinced that they need to look at this like on a regular basis and make sure that they're doing the right things? Because it's real easy to do the wrong thing.
It sure is. I totally agree with you there. And one, you know, there are a couple of things that we do in our business that helps to grab the attention of people, to help them to realize that maybe this is a little bit, there is an element of this that's outside of their area of expertise, and that is, I spend a lot of time educating people. We do workshops on very important key topics to folks who are approaching retirement or folks who are trying to accomplish financial goals. So, for example, I have an adult education course that I teach on investing and the realities of Wall Street, how Wall Street really works. How does market history play into financial planning decisions? We also teach baby boomers on things like required minimum distributions and the importance of planning proactively for Social Security. And we teach estate planning. So all of these, when you look at the key level topics that are important to people at a variety of levels, then And you show them that, number one, you care because you want to educate them. You want them to have information that they didn't have before they came to visit you. Well, that kind of breaks the barrier down, first of all. So when we have a conversation with somebody, I want to understand what their goals are. And if they've got that information, if they're able to digest it a little bit, well, then they come into my office fully loaded with questions. They've got ideas. They've got misconceptions. And as a subject matter expert on some of those things, then we'll spend some time helping them to unpack it and then take that information and see how it applies to their individual life. Because what happens is with most financial advisors, a prospect will come in or somebody will come into your office and they will look at you as a salesperson. They don't realize that you're actually a problem solver. You're somebody who understands very complex markets, and you're able to communicate them in a way that's simplified. And so if you can take that and switch the role, and then they come into your, then they start to think of you as an expert. They start to think of you as a consultant, as somebody who has a tremendous amount of value to add. And then the kimono opens up, and they begin to share what's really going on. And we find that a lot with all of those topics, especially on the estate planning side.
That is a really powerful way to help people, and I think it'll springboard into my next comment and my next question here. But you know, there's you have a real. You have a real nice website, and I want everyone to take a moment to get over there. It's fellowshipia, LegalEagle.com. Go check this out. But there's a it's right there in your face when you pull it up, and it says stop the financial insanity. And it sounds like that's part of your process there is to help people stop the financial insanity, because it couldn't be said clearer. How to keep Wall Street's cancer from spreading to your portfolio. Can you talk just a little bit? I know it's a blog post. Can you talk a little bit on that? Because that is exactly what I think it happens in the business coaching world too. There's just a lot of noise and hype and fluff out there. And people don't really understand what really needs to be done, and they kind of go on these paths thinking of things that are a quick fix. When, as you know, and you were just explaining, this is a process, and you have to be willing to go through the process and learn and understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, so that it will work. And so, just expand on that a little bit. I mean, it's true. Well, I mean, Wall Street's got to be your biggest pet peeve when it comes to people coming in office, because man, those guys have a different story almost every hour.
That's right, and there's no question about it. And you know, springboarding off of your previous question, one of the things that I found, and this is an adage, everybody that's listening to your program, Brian, has probably heard this statement before. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so helping people to know how much you care means sometimes you take risk in what you say to them. And taking risk sometimes means upsetting the apple cart. The apple cart, in the case of the Wall Street, the financial insanity, is essentially Wall Street propagates information out to people in such a way that it's so prevalent that most people have a common understanding of the only way to make money is to invest in stocks and just buy and hold. And it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. And that may be true for some people if you have a long enough time span, or if you have the tolerance to stomach it. But that's not true for a lot of people. What they don't realize is that there are very important underlying tones, things called bear markets and bull markets, that differ from what Wall Street tells you about. For example, we just saw a 1,300 point drop in the Dow over the last week. Well, financial analysts will tell you, well, that's a bear market. Well, next week, if we start to see the market going up, they're going to call that a bull market. I'm a student of stock.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And stock market history tells me that over the last 200 years, these economic, what are called secular bear markets, tend to last about 20 years. That means that all of the positives and all of the negatives negate themselves. So if you're the stalwart buy and hold investor and you hold on for that 20-year period of time, you are rewarded with zero growth. How does that make you feel? If you are able to implement an alternative strategy that says, well, I can get 5-6% based on alternative investments, income-driven investments, things that are generally considered to be less risky than the stock market proper, and avoid the majority of those losses, well, then you're going to be much better off during that bear market cycle. So that's what I mean by the financial insanity. The financial insanity is Wall Street simply propagating a core set of understandings that most investors have that's simply not true.
Excellent. Good explanation. I love it because I was telling the story in the monologue that I had a client come to me and told me that he was having the best year. And we sat down, we looked at it, and he's 30% down. If you look at last quarter, same time to this quarter, it just felt better the second time around. That's the only way you can think about it. It just felt better the second time around because, you know, he's busier and he sees more things coming in and the phone's ringing a little bit more. So he took that to mean that, you know, things were booming. And when he really sat down and looked at it, he's down 30%. And it sounds the same in your world over there. You know, unless you really have somebody like yourself that has some knowledge and experience, the market may feel better, or your investments may feel like you're doing right. And then you may sit down and find out that you're 30% down, and you're not in the place you want to be.
You raise a great point. I mean, think about what's happened the last 6 years. people have been saying, you know, the market's doing great. It's been phenomenal. The market has increased by 150%. So if you captured some of that, let's say you captured 100% of that increase in the market. So the reality is, if you were in the market from 2008 to 2009, when the market dropped by 65%, all you experienced was a recovery. There were no gains there for you. It was just recovery. And that, to me, is a very dangerous place to be in if your retirement depends on it. You've got to take alternative steps to make sure that you've got a certain amount of income that is protected, that you're generating income from things like preferred stocks or individual corporate bonds or other types of things along those lines that can provide you protection and can also provide you stable, predictable income. Those are the things that that Wall Street doesn't really talk about. Why? Because they can't necessarily justify fees for managing a portfolio of individual bonds. And that is the importance of projecting that statement and projecting what I mean by financial insanity is one of those areas where I take a little risk because, again, we're licensed to do pretty much everything that's out there, whether it's stock-based or non-stock market-based. And it sounds a little bit like bashing the Wall Street model. Well, we have to take some risks to help people understand that there's a paradigm shift that they need to make in their own lives, their own understanding about investing. And I'm not afraid to take that risk. So if I can see those light bulbs coming on, and that's what we do with folks every single day by helping them to understand how that model really works and that you don't have to play into it. There are a lot of ways that you can build net worth, that you can build income streams. As I mentioned earlier, the difference between performance-based versus purpose-based investing. It's an incredible distinction that people need to understand. If you're performance-based, in other words, you're continuing to chase yield, I can guarantee you that you'll always be disappointed because there's always going to be some investment out there that's going to perform better than what you have. So you end up chasing yield. And as a result, many people end up taking on more risk than they should be. But if you're asking yourself, how much income do I need in retirement? Let me strategize and develop a plan that gives me the income I need. More than likely, you're going to end up with a much smaller need to take risk. You can lower your risk, you can generate the income you need, and you can live a content life.
Now, that makes a lot of good sense. So, and there's a lot of education you've already given the audience, and there's one thing I really want to get them clear on is, you know, if they're liking what they're hearing and they're liking your approach, if they were to come to you and engage you and start this journey with you and looking at, you know, how this is going to look for them, what is that? How does that look? What do they do? What is their first steps? Do you have like a free call, a consultation? I mean, for me, it's a 15 or 30 minute call. And then I go into, you know, looking at these different things and seeing if it's a good fit for us to work together. But, you know, how does that work for you? And just walk us through quickly through the process of how they get onboarded and you make sure it's a good fit for them and for you.
Sure. One of the things that we do is, we offer a complimentary hour, a complimentary meeting with somebody. If they want to either sit down with us in our office, I'll be happy to spend some time on the phone with them just to ascertain what their strategy is and make sure that there's a reasonable mix. But then what happens is once somebody determines that they'd like our help as a financial advisor, then we set up an account. We'll set up, whether it's an IRA, a rollover account, or consolidating several accounts, and we'll get that set up with our custodian. Once we've decided, okay, if we want to lower risk, what are we going to sell? What are we going to keep? And we've made those two progressions. Then what we do is we have a follow-up meeting that I call my conservative money tutorial. And what we do there, Brian, is I talk about the various characteristics of those investments that are generally considered to be less risky than the stock market, the positives, the negatives, the expected rates of return, some of the risks involved, other characteristics. And then clients give me feedback. If they might like two or three of those different investments, and they might not like the other five. once we know what those are, then I can build an allocation that we can implement that's going to allow them to accomplish their goals and sleep well at night. And that's essentially the same process that we take every new client on. We take them through when they're onboarded as a new client. And then, of course, the follow-up and the review on a periodic basis, whether it's quarterly with some clients. I have some that that we meet with every 6 months, and then others I just meet with once a year. It just depends on what the need is and what the level of interest is as well. So it kind of goes both ways. But we build those relationships from the very first time that we sit down.
Excellent. Now, since we're coming to the close of our time here, how do people best get in touch with you to start that process? Because you've given, like I said, you give a lot of good points and a lot of information that I think if I was looking for an investor and portfolio manager and a wealth manager, then you're someone I would want to talk to. And I know that that's what our audience is going to be attracted to. So how do they best get in touch with you and start that process?
Sure. There's a couple ways that they can reach us. One is they can simply call our office, and our office number is 407-949-5888. Again, it's 407-949-5888. Or they can go online at fellowshipia.com. That's fellowshipia.com. And our contact information is right there on our website. And they're more than welcome to email us, give us a phone call, and we can schedule a visit.
Excellent. 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 So, guys, get over to the website. The contact is right there at the top. It's staring right in the face when you log on, and really great information that Michael shared with us, and he has a great philosophy to it. So really enjoyed this interview, and I look forward to connecting with you offline. And appreciate you coming on. And hey, have a great rest of the week. And we're gonna have to go to commercial break now. And like I said, I'll connect with you offline, and we'll continue the conversation there.
Great to be here. Thanks again, Brian.
Thank you.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagle and TheCoachRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the final short segment. This is the recap piece of the show. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser. And as you are probably aware of by now, the Legal Eagle is out, and he's out defending liberty and justice in a courtroom near you. And he couldn't make the show today, but he has told me, and I made promises before, so I'm not going to promise, but he has told me he will be back next week as we journey on together. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, and let's just go through the recap real quick. At the beginning of the show, I asked you a question. It's, you know, we're coming to the last quarter. We basically have 4 months left in the year, so we got, you know, we're looking at this and really thinking on it, coming into that final stretch, and I asked the question, what are you going to do? And have you been working your plan? Can you put a check mark by that? No, check, okay. Have you checked your plan? Like, have you actually sat back and done what's been called, and I would call it that, being a former, you know, athletic professional coach in that field, I would call that a game film review. Have you sat and reviewed the game film? Have you seen the plays that worked? Did you dissect them a little bit and find out why they worked where other plays didn't work? Have you looked at your processes? Have you found out why, you know, if you did the process this way and onboarded someone this way and went through the sales process this way, went through the nurturing process this way, it worked? Or versus, you know, when you did this particular method, it wasn't as good and it didn't quite get the results that was needed, and more people said no than said yes, and just it wasn't good. Have you gone through and reviewed the game films and dissected the plays? If you haven't, why not? What are you waiting on? We only got 4 months left. Come on. It's time. We got to do it. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. We brought, you know, Pat Thiessen on from Harvest Financial Group, and he was talking about, you know, the plan for your financial well-being, especially looking toward the retirement years. Are you putting in place and building habits? Let me say that again. Are you building habits that are going to give you the results that you need in the retirement years? And let's face it, we all want to get to those years, and then we all want to be able to enjoy them. The only way that happens is if we do the work. It never ceases to amaze me. People, and athletes are the worst. Athletes are the worst. They come in and they want to go to the Olympic Games, and they don't understand the amount of work that it takes to even make it to a state championship, let alone the Olympic Games. I mean, it's same thing with your business, same thing with your finances. There's work that has to be done, and you have to get with somebody, a professional, that knows how to do that. Pat, you know, we had Pat in the first segment. He had a great philosophy, has a great way of doing things that he has been very successful for 31 years doing. Take a look at that. It's harvestfg.com. If you think that that's the person, contact him and get a conversation going. That would be a good idea. Especially, you know, we're in the fourth quarter here, and he was talking about retirement, but you may want to look at your finances just to look at your finances and make sure on the right track for today as well as the future. Then, of course, the second segment, we had Michael Easton on, and Michael was into educating people. He really likes to bring them in and educate them, and as he put it on his website, get out of the insanity. Get out of the financial insanity. You know, get out of Wall Street's canter and into understanding what the markets are really doing and what you really need to be looking at, the indicators you need to be watching, and the investment tools that you need to be investing in at the different stages that you're going through for what you're trying to achieve. And he was really into educating people. He has a lot of his onboarding process that sounded like a lot of education and explaining why this works this way. Again, if that person resonated with you, get over to his website, fellowshipia.com, fellowshipia.com. Contact is right at the top, easy to get to. I hope everyone went over, like I instructed at the beginning of the show, went over to the Facebook page, Tough Talk Network, and liked that on Facebook. You know, some people were lazy. I only got a few comments, but some people were good. They did what they were instructed. I got a few things. It was good. So, but if you haven't done that, we've got about 1 minute in the show here. So if you haven't done that, get over and get that done, because there's a lot of other hosts that have a lot of good information on this network that you need to be paying attention to improve your life and your business and your relationships. So get over there, like that page. So next week we'll be back. It's going to be a great show, just as this one was. If you haven't done it, do it now. Find a coach. Find a financial professional. Go and do a game film review. and identify what has worked and what hasn't, and also find out exactly where you are today so you can get to where you want to go tomorrow. So, only a few seconds left. It's been a great show. I appreciate my guest. I appreciate the producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, for keeping us on track and on schedule and everything running perfectly for the show. It's been a great one, and I, along with the Legal Eagle, will see you next week.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.